From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 17th, and on this day in 1956, actor and comedian Bob Saget was born. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cop City protesters shot fireworks at the building. At least two people were arrested during the demonstration. Governor Kemp stumped with Arizona's governor in Marietta. Brian Kemp will also be bringing in Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Nebraska's governor as the candidates hit the home stretch of the primaries. We'll have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Carmen Fantasy for solo flute is, as Cobb Wind Symphony conductor Alfred Watkins called it, a spine-tingling 11-minute work. All the more so when the centerpiece flute part is held down by a master of the instrument, as it was Sunday afternoon in the Magisterial Lassiter High School Concert Hall by Christina Smith. A 31-year-old veteran of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Christina's performance netted spirited cheers, a standing ovation, and a bouquet of red roses. The flautists, who were spread around the auditorium and led by Watkins, launched into a rendition of Bach's Arioso from Cantata No. 156. The ensemble featured colleagues, personal friends, students, and admirers of Smith who were brought to tears by the performance. Several people were arrested in the vandalism Thursday of the Cumberland offices of contractor Brassfield and Gorey, and they're now facing riot charges. Police responded to the building on Circle 75 Parkway after a group of activists protested the firm's alleged involvement in the construction of Cop City, the name given to the controversial police training complex in southeast Atlanta. The contingent allegedly spray-painted "No Forest, No Peace," "Trees, Not Cops," and "Stop Cop City" on the building's walls. The project's driver, the Atlanta Police Foundation, argued the facility was needed to replace an aging training ground and tamp down crime, though construction is expected to take several years. The proposal became a flashpoint for activists and community members who argued that Cop City would destroy a vast swath of urban forest. At least two people were arrested during the vandalism, but arrest warrants for at least 5 individuals are still out.
Pence has been looking for ways to separate out from Trump, and also, I think, to highlight really that he does not support Trump's false claims about the 2020 election. Remember, it was those claims that helped lead to hang Mike Pence chance on January 6, 2021 at the Capitol.
With just 10 days left in the Republican gubernatorial primary, Governor Brian Kemp came to downtown Marietta Saturday, campaigning on his COVID-19 record and attacking his Democratic rival, Stacey Abrams. Outside the law offices of Browning and Smith, Governor Kemp was joined by fellow Republican Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, former Vice President Mike Pence, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will also join Kemp on the campaign trail in the waning days of the primary. Governor Kemp ticked through his legislative accomplishments, which include a tax cut, teacher pay raises, the election system overhaul, permitless handgun carry, abortion restrictions, and more. He heads into the May 24th primary, leading in the polls, and has significantly outraised his Donald Trump-endorsed opponent, former Senator David Perdue. There aren't many places where you can get legal advice, grab a bag of free groceries, hunt for a job, do your laundry, get a haircut, and practice Tai Chi. But all that and more was on offer at the Cobb County Civic Center for scores of local veterans this weekend. Marietta-based nonprofit United Military Care brought together a slew of free resources and services under one roof by hosting its inaugural Veterans Resource Fair Friday and Saturday, with about 850 veterans attending Friday. Among the offerings were on-site meals and showers, clothing, groceries, hygiene supplies, legal services, health screenings, vaccinations, financial services, job recruiters, mental health resources, pet adoptions and assistance regarding disability benefits, Department of Veterans Affairs claims, and Social Security. It'll be an all Cobb County showdown for the state title at Truist Field this week. Here's Matt Golden with more.
Cobb County is in a no-lose situation. Pope and Allatoona will face off in the Class 6A State Championship Series at Truist Park. Pope swept Buford 8-5 and 8-4 in the state semifinals Saturday, while Allatoona defeated Lester 4-2 and 5-1. The teams finished first and second in Region 6-6A this season, splitting their team meetings. Allatoona won the first meeting 5-4 on March 11th, and Pope won the second 5-1 on April 1st. The Greyhounds will be looking for their fifth state championship and first in four seasons. The Buccaneers will be making their second trip to the state championship series. This meeting will be a rematch of the 2018 state title series, when Pope beat Allatoona in three games at Rome's Advent Health Stadium. The championship game will begin as a doubleheader Thursday, with first pitch slated at 5 p.m. and Game 2 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first game. If Game 3 is needed, first pitch will be Friday at noon. Tickets are $15 and available for purchase online. Parking for the championship games is free in the red deck for 3 hours. For more on this story, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Chattahoochee Tech honored graduates from the state's largest technical college at two commencement ceremonies held on May 12th at the Clarence Brown Conference Center in Cartersville. There were 517 graduates, with nearly 300 of them participating in commencement. The ceremonies featured students crossing the stage to receive an Associate of Applied Science degree, diploma, or technical certificate of credit. Rebecca Sullivan, the college's 2022 Georgia Occupational Award of Leadership winner, delivered the commencement address for both ceremonies. Included among the Chattahoochee Tech graduates were 40 high school students who were enrolled at the college as dual enrollment students. Through the state's dual enrollment program, high school students can enroll in college courses and earn college credit while they're still in high school. A longtime nurse's memory will live on at Kennesaw State University with the recently established Jane J. Yarborough Endowed Nursing Scholarship. Funded by Jane Yarborough's husband, syndicated Marietta Daily Journal columnist Dick Yarborough, the scholarship will be awarded to non-traditional students who have earned a bachelor's degree but are interested in pursuing nursing through KSU's WellStar School of Nursing. The scholarship will fund KSU students advancing into the nursing field, according to Susan Dias, the interim director of the WellStar School of Nursing.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi,
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Thursday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.